This is amazing what this has done to farm families. You've actually saved farm families, in Definitely. Our opinion, with Farm Rescue. Tell us a little bit as we fast forward to today, where you're at. We're at the Garrett McFadgen, your seeding farm today. Tell us what's going on here today and how many volunteers you have.
Yeah, today we're out planting soybeans, and we'll be switching over to some corn shortly. But we've got four volunteers here that are actually current John Deere employees, and they all reside down in the Quad City area, down in Iowa, Illinois, and they give freely of themselves and arrange their schedules, and they've all got young families, and they just prioritized giving back.
And where do you go after the McFadgen farm here? Where's your next stop?
We have to head out towards Cleveland, North Dakota.
Okay, well, that's where it all happened with Bill Gross, right? It all started.
That's right.
I was going to say, this has been something for farm families. This has actually saved farm families, hasn't it?
Yes, we've assisted over 700 farm families now, and it's amazing, how many more we get every year. It's somewhere between 50 and 70 a year.
Isn't it something?
Is what we've grown to now.
Yeah. So. And how many states are you up to now?
We're in 7 states. So okay. Montana, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, and now Kansas.
If you want to learn more about Farm Rescue, if you know of somebody who fits into the category of somebody who's injured or there's been a natural disaster, and there's a couple of other categories.
Injury, illness, and natural disaster are the categories, yes.
And just go to farmrescue.org, farmrescue.org.